This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk and more.
Herausforderung war und gleichzeitig aber auch was, wo ich gemerkt habe, da ist ganz viel Unterstützung und Freiheit. Die Filmmusik hat was sehr Archaisches, weil sie sehr minimale Elemente hat, die sehr, sehr schnell einem ins Gehör gehen. Der Score hat aber auch was Anmutiges, was Klares in der Thematik, was auch in dem Einsatz im Film damit zusammenhängt. Er hat das ganze Spektrum von Dunkelheit und Helligkeit.
Some of the best music comes out of LA.
That screwy ballyhooey Hollywood.
Make no mistake.
Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good, where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. That phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos, with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray.
Well,
Ben Mankiewicz. Happy New Year from all of us at TCM. But, you know, as I say that, and I've commented on this in prior years, it's not really all of us at TCM. It's most of us wishing you a Happy New Year. Our head of programming, Charlie Tavish, does not really possess a holiday spirit. Charlie might say Happy New Year, but he doesn't mean it. Since early this morning, we've been celebrating the arrival of 2025 with 24 hours of music-driven movies. Earlier today, we featured documentaries, concert films, as well as musicals. Ahead this evening, something of a TCM New Year's tradition. We have a trilogy of MGM musical compilations on the docket.
But that's what the theater's about, a challenge.
Well, whatever I am, whether it's a new me or an old me, remember, I'm still just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment. Believe me, there is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest red-nosed comic in burlesque, and I'll show you an entertainer. We're all
Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
The lights on the lady in tights,
or the bride with the guy on the side,
or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment.
The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex.
A gay divorcee who is after her ex.
It could be Oedipus Rex,
where a chap kills his father and causes a lot of bother.
The clerk who is thrown out of work.
By the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Jury is out, or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face. That's entertainment.
The dame who is known as the flame
of the king of an underworld ring.
He's an ape who won't let her escape.
That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen. A swain getting slain for the love of a queen.
Some great Shakespearean scene
where a ghost and a prince meet and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gang may be waving the flag that began with a mystical hand. Hip hooray! The American way. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
I first watched The Picture, Singing in the Rain, classic musical, at the Oriental Theater in Chicago. And I thought, who is that guy? He's great. Everybody says, who? Jack Buchanan, that's who. Real name is Walter. Born in 1891, he passed on just 5 years after the movie.
With a day that's gray and lonely, I stick up my chin and grin and say,
he was like England's Fred Astaire.
Tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
You know, Man About Town.
Come what may.
Found out that when he did The Picture, he was plagued by rheumatoid arthritis. You could never tell, not by watching Singing in the Rain.
Over the years, some pretty famous Buchanans have come from Scotland. There was George Buchanan, born in 1506 at Killearn, Stirlingshire, who became a humanist and reformer. There was the Gaelic poet Dugald Buchanan, born in Balquhidder Parish in Perthshire in 1716. There was Claudius Buchanan, born in Cambuslang near Glasgow in 1766, who gained great recognition for his church work. And then there was Jack Buchanan, born in Helensburgh near Glasgow on April the 2nd, 1891, who became a musical comedy star on stage and screen. While the first three are, to most people, merely names in a biographical dictionary, and not too familiar names at that, the style and flair of the debonair Jack made him known worldwide.
The clown with his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertaining. The lights on the lady in tights, or the bride with the guy on the side, or the ball where she gives him her all, that's entertainment. The plot can be hot, simply teeming with sex. A gay divorcee who is after her ex. It can be Oedipus Rex, where a champ kills his father and causes a lot of bother. The clerk who is thrown out of work by the boss, who is thrown for a loss by the skirt, who is doing him dirt. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. The doubt while the jury is out, or the thrill when they're reading the will, or the chase for the man with the face, that's entertainment. The dame who is known as the flame of the king of an underground ring, he's an ape who won't let her escape. That's entertainment. It might be a fight like you see on the screen, a swain getting slain for the love of a queen, some great Shakespearean scene where the ghost and the prince meet, and everyone ends in mincemeat. The gag may be waving the flag that began with the Mr. Cohan hip hooray. The American way, the world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment. Hooray for showbiz!
Fred Astaire, here's Jack Buchanan.
You really are the sweetest thing I have ever met. I'm certain you will bring me good luck. I hope I do. I'm all for you. Gonna keep you underneath my protecting wing. I'll be a safely sheltered young thing till by and by I learn to fly. I'll be near you. I'll stick around to cheer you. Follow you like Monday. Follow Sunday in your footsteps, that's where I'm gonna be. Just like New Year's morning follows Christmas Day, I give you fair warning, I am here to stay. Like springtime flowers, the following April showers, you will find me close behind. Like Monday follows Sunday, I'm gonna follow you. You'll stick around to cheer me. Follow me like Monday. Follow Sunday in my footsteps. That's where you're gonna be. Just like New Year's morning follows Christmas Day. You give me fair warning. You'll be here to stay. Like springtime flowers must follow April showers. I will find you close behind. Like Monday follows Sunday, you're gonna follow me. I say, Elsie, I suppose you eat occasionally, don't you? Mm-hmm. What about lunch on Monday?
No, not Monday. I have a wash and a wave.
Well, wave the wash and meet me, won't you? No? How Tuesday?
No, I can't manage Tuesday. I have a sitting.
You are busy. Try Wednesday.
Wednesday, I'd love to. Oh, dear, no, we shall have the men in.
Well, that's a bit of luck. How about Thursday?
Oh, all right. Monday, then.
I will find you close behind. Like Monday follows Sunday, I'm gonna follow.
You're gonna follow.
You're gonna follow me.
Jack Buchanan, he died on the 20th of October, 1957, just 5 years after Singin' in the Rain was released. What a great picture. If you haven't seen it, make sure. Spike Jonze.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my year's rude revelation.
Hey, Spike.
Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
I can't think of anybody I'd rather start the New Year's Eve with, New Year's with, than you as a guest. Good to see you.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Did you make any resolutions? I was asking the audience, or did you give that up?
I forgot.
Did you ever used to make resolutions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what?
Smoke and cigarettes.
You quit that? Yeah.
And, talking faster.
Straight man, just give me a call. I'll sit here and say,
you ought to seen the look on Paul when he's seen Santa Claus a kissing ball. He's a moving on. He's a moving on. That mistletoe has got to go. He's a moving on. You ought to seen old Santa quiver when you slapped him in the face with a reindeer liver. He's a moving on. He's a moving on. Poor old Saint Nick was a-looking sick, he's a-moving on. Santa Claus looked awful strange when poor old Rudolph got the mange, he's a-moving on. He's a-moving on. His nose was red, his fur was dead, he's a-moving on. Old Saint Nick let out a whine when he sat down on a porcupine. He's a-moving on. He's a-moving on. He stood real still when he felt the quill. He's a-moving on. Fan, he's a moving on. He's a moving on. That's all, my friend. This is the end. He's moving on.
Homer and Jethro.
Well, hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'd like to help kick off the premiere of an exciting new comedy show, which you're all going to enjoy for a long, long time, starring Tom and Dick Smothers. Now, first of all, they really are brothers. They were born in New York City, well, way, way back in the 1940s. They were typical American kids, average in every way. This is Tom. You notice he was a thumbsucker, a habit which he eventually gave up about a year ago. This is Tommy's brother, Dickie. We see here at the age of 3 with glasses. He always had perfect vision, but they kept him out of fights. Now, here's a shot of the boys with their mother. The lady sitting down is Grandma Remick, otherwise known as the Smothers Brothers' mother's mother. Now, here are Tom and Dick at ages 5 and 4. Well, the years passed, and being extremely patriotic, the boys enlisted at a very young age. Actually, this was taken at Southwestern Military Academy. It gives you a deep feeling of security, doesn't it? As you can see, they both were athletically inclined. This is Dickie running the 4-minute mile in 12 minutes. Tommy can still do this handstand, and I hear frequently does at parties or in nice restaurants. Now, as they grew to manhood, they had a hankering for show business. They started out as a trio. Unfortunately, they felt the one in the middle had no talent. They decided to go it alone. From their first appearance at the Purple Onion in San Francisco, they were crowd pleasers, playing to enthusiastic audiences like this, and this, and this. Now, which brings us to the present, to a moment that I am very pleased to share with all of you. So now, out to Hollywood, where we present the vastly talented Tom and Dick Smothers.
Oh, how I wish I was in Peoria, Peoria, tonight.
Oh, how I miss those girls in Peoria.
Wait a minute, Tommy. I know you're nervous and everything, but you got to get the words right.
I'm not nervous, I just...
You're nervous. I know you're nervous.
Now, I'm not nervous.
Well, admit it. You're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You mean you're not... Not even a little bit?
I'm not nervous at all. Threw up a little while ago. But
well, I knew
nervous
it.
At all.
I knew he was nervous because the first moment I saw you this morning, you looked upset to me. But it's understandable, you know. This is the, you know, first show, big comedy show for us. And, you know, I'm a little bit nervous myself.
Huh.
Really?
Why don't you throw up? You'll feel a lot better. Go on, why don't you welcome the people to the show?
No, no. You better do it. I'm nervous. Since you're not nervous, you welcome the people.
I'm as cruel as a cucumber.
Okay, then. What?
Cruel as a cucumber.
Cucumber, okay. Well, you welcome the people, and I really want you to sell it. Okay? Really sell it.
Welcome to the Smothers Comedy Brothers Hour.
The song, The Wandering Minstrel Life, from Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, The Mikado. Maestro?
Hold it. I don't know that song. I never even heard of it.
Well,
I don't even know the song.
You don't even know the song?
I've never heard of
you
it.
You never heard of the song?
I've never heard of it.
I gave you the music and I told you to learn it. Why didn't you learn it?
I don't know the song. I just don't know the song.
Where is the music?
I think it's I lost it.
You lost it? Well, I suggest you find it and learn it. And the next time I see you, you better know it. Before Christmas.
I know it is. You know, and I know all around the country, there are people out there waiting, eagerly waiting for Santa Claus, you know, as they gaily place Christmas packages under the trees and
yes.
singing all the traditional Christmas songs.
That's
and
right.
drinking the traditional Christmas drinks, you know,
That's
Tom
right.
and Dickie's.
That's right.
Probably and having a big time.
No,
doing
Tommy,
that.
Tom and Jerry's. You made a mistake. It's Tom
no,
and Jerry's.
It's Tom and Dickie's.
Jerry's. Tom and Jerry's.
or just trying to give you a plug.
I don't need a plug. I don't care if it's Tom and Jerry's. You know what I want from you?
What?
I want you to tell this traditional poem you said you were going to say. You know, this is Christmas Eve, and you're going to tell everybody a traditional poem. Okay. Christmas poem, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls and friends, I would like to recite a poem by heart and by memory, the traditional Christmas poem at this time, and I quote it. Here it goes. Okay, go ahead.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When up on the rooftop I heard such a clatter, I sprang to the window and threw up.
Go ahead, finish it.
What do you mean?
Finish it.
That's all I remember.
Today is a lark day, a run in the park day. It don't have to be afraid of the dark day, 'cause today she even kissed me and whispered that she missed me. So much I had to say, how could I tear myself away? Easy to see the workings of a fate day, 'cause today I offered my hand and told her the life I'd planned.
And as she answered yes, how could I think the day was any less than a virile and bold day? A little band of gold day.
Dancing in the street,
you know,
though you have tried, you just can't lock yourself inside. Follow your feet. Soon you'll be dancing in the street.
You know,
though you have tried, you just can't lock yourself inside.
Today is a lark day.
Today is a lark day.
A running in the park day.
A running in the park day.
Noah built his ark day.
Noah built his ark day.
Those are the Smothers Brothers playing it straight. These are the Four Lads. 1956. From the bus stop with Marilyn.
I'll give to you a paper of pins, and that's the way our love begins. If you will marry me, me, me. If you will marry me.
my money, my wedding ring, and in the bargain I'll throw in me if you will marry me.
Here's Dean Martin with the real Gold Diggers, and Are They Good?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin and the Ding-a-Ling Sisters.
What a rare mood I'm in.
Why, it's almost like being sooner or later it's love.
That is a smile on my face for the whole human race.
Why, it's almost like being sooner or later it's love.
And the music of life seems to be to peel.
I would swear,
no swear
I was falling.
No swearing. Especially when it's falling.
It's almost like being in love. Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, boy, you're gonna give it. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win.
Once again, the Gold Diggers.
And the bells rang, and the children sang. It was Christmas everywhere. They took some holly, found some mistletoe, found a wintry night, sprinkled it with snow, found some reindeer and a reindeer sleigh, and the shiny star to show.
Tony Sandler, Ralph Young. The Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody.
I sing Noel. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, Noel, Noel for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, Noel, Noel for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children, wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Here's Val Dunican.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, all the little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, Noel, Noel for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, all the little children who'll cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, Noel, Noel for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes too soon old. May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to view, and may he help us all to make this world a better place for you. Let's all sing Noel and ring the bells of Christmas for all those little children wherever they may be. With me.
Val Dunigan, 1983. The music of the stars.
Christmas is, well, it's about the best time of the whole year. You walk down the streets, even for weeks before Christmas comes. And there's lights hanging up, green ones and red ones. Sometimes there's snow, and everybody's hustling someplace. But they don't hustle around Christmas time like they usually do. You know, they're a little more friendly. They bump into you, they laugh, and they say, pardon me, and Merry Christmas. And especially when it gets real close to Christmas night. Everybody's walking home, you can hardly hear a sound. Bells are ringing, kids are singing, snow is coming down. And boy, what a pleasure it is to think that you got some place to go to. And the place that you're going to, there's somebody in it that you really love. Someone you're nuts about. Merry Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, we usually don't step out of character, but tonight I think it proper that Mr. and Mrs. Cramden and Mr. and Mrs. Norton wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Would you come in there, Nortons? There they are.
Once again, the Gold Diggers. The music of the stars, Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news. Here's Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright,
His step was light. His heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I used to be.
Music of the Stars. Thanks for being part of our programs every Sunday from 7 till high noon Central Time and across the world, civicmedia.us. On the Civic Media Radio Network, my name's Lou Regani. Happy New Year, everybody. There's a hanging in there song for you.
Time
now. Stick around. We'll find out what's shaking in this creek.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.